You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember, coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see the Caps-Rangers Game 4 at Capital One Arena. 8:45, we'll tackle what the Commanders should do next in the draft. Joining us right now is Ross Tucker, NFL insider for Odyssey Sports, host of the Ross Tucker podcast. You can check him out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. What's up, Ross?
What's up, fellas? You guys must be excited.
Definitely.
That's kind of a mixed bag here. Some people were Drake May guys. I you know, who knows? And some of us have been scarred by the Robert deal. And there's so many similarities in build and somewhat playing style that, you know, a little bit nervous.
Well, okay. So I'm not one of those people that comes on shows and pretends to be like a quarterback guru and is like, yo, I just don't really like his footwork. You know what I mean? I love when people that never played the position are telling me about a quarterback's footwork. But here's what I can tell you guys, because I've had so many of those guys come on my show, right? I mean, I would say over the last 2 months, I had Greg Cosell from NFL Films, Chase Daniel, who just retired after 14 years, Phil Sims, Dan Orlovsky, Louis Riddick. And the only consensus that I had heard from anybody in the draft was about those two guys. Every guy that came on my show loved Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, that's
loved
good.
And they weren't even, it wasn't the running part of it. We can all see that part of it. Chase Daniel thought he was the best progression reader coming out of college that he's seen in years. You know, Phil Sims, they were all raving about him as a pocket passer. I can't remember which ones, but several of them said they thought he was a better prospect than Caleb Williams. And that, or at least they talked about him like he was as good as Caleb Williams, if not better. Meanwhile, they all were down on Drake May.
All of them were anti.
Phil Sims said Drake May's tape was disappointing. Somebody called him raw. Someone said he misses too many layups. Somebody said the throw-to-throw accuracy isn't there. Somebody said he needs to clean up his footwork, which I always laugh about, but it was a quarterback, so they at least can say that and know that. But, I mean, I'm just telling you, like, if you ask him about any – picks in the entire draft, the only thing I would tell you, that the most interesting thing to me is that every guy that came on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast loved Jaden Daniels and had major concerns about Drake May. So them going back to back is kind of wild if you think about it.
The only thing I'd say is almost everybody loved Bryce Young last year, and maybe he'll turn out to be good, but you just never know with these guys.
And that is very, very fair. And I think that's correct. And, I mean, out of the six guys that went in the top 12 last night, I would bet a lot of money that three of them, at least, aren't even on their team in 3 years, right? I mean, think about 3 years ago. Think about Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. You know, it's like Trevor Lawrence is the only guy out of those guys that's even still on the same team. So with there being six going in the top 12 picks, I think that's absolutely the case. I would say this, though. Aren't you glad that you guys got the one that everybody's praising as opposed to the one everybody has concerns about?
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe Drake May ends up being awesome. and Jaden Daniels sucks. I don't know, but
two of us prefer Drake May.
I don't. Everybody likes.
What the hell do we know? We're kind of split. Two of us actually prefer Drake May.
And to be fair, other guys like Daniel Jeremiah and Joel Klatt had May ahead of Daniels
or Hasselbeck.
Yeah, Hasselbeck.
I think Hasselbeck said he was the best prospect he's seen since Andrew Luck.
So maybe the guys that you had on your show, yeah. But, I mean, it's not like it was unanimous that everybody loved Daniels over May.
Yeah. I think that's fair and true. You know, it's like anything else, right? Like,
yeah, of course.
I talked to these guys for 15, 20 minutes on my show. And, you know, when there was like five or six of them, I became convinced. I mean, if I don't believe them after they all come on, why am I having them on my show? I mean, if every guy that comes on my show says the same thing and I'm like, nope, I'm a Drake May guy. Well, then what kind of clown am I for having these guys on the show that I don't agree with anything they say?
And you may be right. Like you said, I mean, May might be a complete bust and maybe Jaden's a Pro Bowler in 2 years. And I also think that the coaching staffs have something to do with it, right? And then surrounding cast.
Definitely.
Daniels has Kingsbury. He's got, he's got a good offensive staff. He's got Quinn there. He's got receivers. He's got Eckler, who I think is going to have a really good year if he stays healthy. Caleb Williams, he's got an unbelievable supporting cast too. I just think that it's underrated to think about how these kids get developed starting in a few days when they get in there for, you know, rookie camp or whatever.
Well, that's a huge part of it. I would also say I feel like his unique running ability is such that I think it raises the floor for what he can be. In other words, you know, maybe he doesn't end up being C.J. Stroud or maybe he doesn't end up being this great player, but because he's such a good runner – If you put a good system in place where you take advantage of that, it just makes it so hard on the defense. I mean, even the first year that Hurts started for the Eagles, he couldn't throw at all. I mean, he was really bad that year throwing the ball. They still made the playoffs. Now, look, the Eagles' offensive line, defensive line were awesome that year and whatever. But still, the point is, if you have a quarterback that can run like Daniels can, it raises the floor significantly because, you know, at worst, you should be able to be a good running team and put the defense in a real bind. The biggest concern that people had about Jaden Daniels is the shots he takes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's skinny, and when he runs, it's like he tries to run people over. I mean, he needs to get the memo real quick about sliding or getting down, because he got absolutely annihilated. Like, you could probably find on YouTube a video from last year of him just getting massacred by SEC defensive players. I don't know how he lasted the whole year, because he took some vicious, vicious shots.
Hey, Ross, do you see your fellow PA guy, Jahan Dotson, having a bounce back in year three? He burst on the scene as a rookie. Had some injury issues. Took a step backwards. Maybe it was just because of the weirdness of the offense and the
how bad the roster was.
Proliferation of the passing game. Bieniemy was so pass happy. Like, do you see him bouncing back in year three with Jaden Daniels here?
I do. I don't really know what happened last year. That was surprising to me. You know, I was not expecting that. He's just such a smooth route runner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching him at Penn State quite a bit, obviously, and then. Even his rookie year, I think the thing that's encouraging about Jahan is you guys saw it enough his rookie year to know that he has it in him and he can do it. I don't really know or have a good explanation for what happened last year, but that's got to be a top priority for Kingsbury, is to get Jahan Dotson rolling and get him, you know, back on the path that it looked like he was going to be on as a rookie, because they need it. I mean, they need him to be a really good player for them. I think there's a pretty good chance he will be.
Anything else in the first round surprise you? There was seven tackles selected. I think six receivers.
How about the Falcons?
Oh, more than six receivers. I think nine receivers. The Falcons took Penix. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. The Penix thing was by far the biggest surprise of the draft, by far. I mean,
yeah.
The two things that surprised me the most, honestly, are Penix. And then I couldn't believe, you know, I do the Eagles preseason game. I do a lot of stuff in Philly. I couldn't believe that at 22, everybody thought the Eagles were going to trade up for a corner. At 22, every corner was still on the board.
Yeah.
You know, they had Terry and Arnold was there. They ended up taking Quinyon Mitchell, the kid from Toledo. That was surprising. But the Penix Jr. move, I really don't like it. So here's what I always say, guys. In the NFL, most of the moves are made with job security in mind. Like it's like self-preservation.
Sure.
And I think the GM, Terry Fontenot, and the head coach, Raheem Morris, down there in Atlanta, said, you know what? If we take Penix Jr., we know we're going to be good for at least the next couple of years because we've got a pretty good roster and we got Kirk Cousins, and the NFC South is not good. So we're going to keep our job the next couple of years, and then we can transition to Penix Jr., and you know we'll get at least 1 year, probably two, with Penix Jr. In my mind, those guys figured out a plan to get at least 4 years as GM and head coach, which, by the way, is an eternity in the NFL now. Like, it's almost like they went out to dinner and they're like, how can we make sure we get like a good chance at this and keep this job for a while, maybe get a contract extension? What if we took a quarterback at 8? Then we got Cousins. I hate it because NFL careers are short. Opportunities are short. They could have, you know, there were several teams reportedly that were trying to trade up for Penix Jr. They could have traded down, gotten a lot of draft picks, and really made themselves by far the favorite in the NFC South, and which would automatically make them a contender in the NFC, and they elected not to do that. And they talked about the Green Bay model. So the Green Bay model is great for job security, and it's great for being good enough to not quite be good enough, right? I mean, like, look at the Packers. They had over 30 years. They had a top five quarterback. Mm-hmm. They went to 3 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem really good to me. 30-plus years between Favre and Aaron Rodgers of a top five quarterback in the league, and you go to 3 Super Bowls? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the Falcons, they figured out a way to keep their job and to be good enough for a long time, but I thought they had a chance to really make a move to help Cousins win some playoff games, and they went the other way. I would be furious if I were Cousins and some of the veterans. Like, think about, like, Jake Matthews. Think about the offensive lineman who might not even be playing anymore when by the time Penix is starting. I would be so angry.
Wow. I'm sure Cousins is.
Talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports NFL insider. He also works with MyFrontPageStory.com. If you had to write a front page story of your NFL draft day, okay? Now, you weren't drafted. I just wondering what you were doing.
Get
that was the Michael Vick draft, right? Michael Vick went number one in your draft. What did you do the day one of the draft? Was there a day two? I've forgotten what it was in 2001.
Yeah,
I guess
it was
2 days.
Then, you guys are going to love this. So back then, day one was like the first 3 rounds on Saturday.
Right.
And then I think Sunday was the second 4 rounds.
Yeah, I think that's
and
right.
It's 2001.
Right.
It was the Marty Schottenheimer year. And my mom and dad had just gotten me a phone for my birthday, a cell phone, my first cell phone, okay? 2001. So I sat there in my dorm with my college roommates, and I had the dorm phone and I had my cell phone. The only team that called me was the Cincinnati Bengals. They had not had a winning season in the entire 90s. They hadn't had a winning season in at least 11 years. They called me in the first round. I answered the phone, and I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to be a Bengal. Let's do this. And they were like, Ross, we if you don't get drafted, we might want to sign you as a free agent after the draft. I was like, okay, cool. And then they called me the next day to tell me the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I remember when you called me yesterday and told me that. So here's what's crazy. My agent told me the longer it takes for you to hear from me, the worse. He told me I was 50-50, guys, to even get signed. So he said, the longer it takes for you to hear from me, the worse it is. So I'm sitting there for an hour after the draft, nothing, absolutely nothing. Now I'm starving. So I go out to the eating clubs, which at Princeton are kind of like a fraternity and a sorority combined into one. They're cooking out. Everybody, the girls are all in sundresses. They're all eating burgers and drinking beers. I thought I had just ruined my whole second semester of college. I get up at 5 a.m. every day. well, those guys were all getting in at 5 a.m. from partying every night. I couldn't even talk to anybody. I tried to eat a burger. I had like two bites. I go back to the dorm. Like, they wouldn't even look at me because they could tell, right? I go back to the dorm, and as I'm walking up the steps, I hear a phone ringing. I go sprinting up the steps, and it's my agent, Joe Linta, and he's like, Ross, where were you? I'm like, you said the longer it took, the worse sign it was, and I was starving. Imagine that now, right? He would just call your cell phone. Like, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
So he said, well, congratulations, you're the newest member of the Washington Redskins. And just telling you guys that right now, I mean, I'm 45 now. I retired in 2008. My eyes are filling up like I'm getting goosebumps. The top 10 moment in my life, as soon as I was done, I ran right back out to that courtyard where all my friends were and all the girls were and everything. And I burst through the doors of the courtyard, and I just put the number one time, and I go, Redskins! And all my buddies run over, and we all start jumping up and down, and it was awesome. It was special. And then like 4 days later, I'm at Redskin Park getting a physical. I'm still not graduating for 2 months. I'm at Redskin Park, and I'm like about to get the EKG machine. I'm behind Bruce Smith. Then for the physical, it's Jeff George. I am looking around like, what is happening right now? These are the guys I've been watching on TV and playing Madden with for the last 10 years. And now I'm like, I'm behind them in line to get blood work. Like, it was crazy.
Who was the, besides yourself, who was the best player on the Princeton team? Was there anybody else who had a chance at the NFL?
So what's nuts about that is nobody had even gotten signed as an undrafted free agent since Keith Elias in 1993. So it had been 8 years. And then my year, Dennis Norman got drafted in the 7th round offensive lineman by the Seahawks. He was a freak. He played 9 years. I played 7 years. And my roommate, and he got signed by the Browns. He got cut, went to NFL Europe, got hurt, got cut. But we went from nobody even getting a chance for 8 years to having three O-linemen either drafted or signed the same year. Meanwhile, we were 3-7 our junior and senior. We had three NFL linemen, and we were 3-7 our last 2 years. Like, how is that possible in the Ivy? I mean, I'm like picking up kids from Brown and throwing them into the stands, and we're losing games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just realized you might have, I have a buddy who played at Brown who works with the Vikings. Maybe you played against him. I'll have to talk to him about that next
time.
Yeah,
I probably killed him.
Yeah. All right,
hey,
so.
Hey, real quick story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick story. The GM for the Vikings is a Princeton guy, but he didn't play football. He was just like a regular student, but he's like 6'5". And I met him last year. Or two seasons ago, when he first became the GM, I was like, "Hey, man, nice to meet you." And he goes, "Oh no, we've met before." I was like, "Uh-oh," because I knew he was a Princeton guy. And I said, "Oh yeah, when?" He's like, "We played intramural basketball, and you elbowed me really, really hard." I was like, "Okay, guess I'm not getting a job from the Vikings anytime soon." when I was playing intramural hoops. If one of these skinny dudes like started to try to like body me up, I was not here for that. Like I was going to send a message real early. I probably smoked him in the chest. I was like, dude, I'm not here for that. Like I'm not
you throw your weight around. You got to show. You can't take that.
Like I'm not 295 pounds for the girls, dude. Like yeah. I'm not going to let you do this.
Understood. All right, Ross. Well, thanks for the time, man. We really do appreciate it. If you want to give a quick plug for myfrontpagestory.com with Mother's Day right around the corner. Now's your opportunity.
Please. Greatest Mother's Day gift of all time. My sister and I, who lives in Potomac, we got one from my mom 3 years ago. You literally talk to a writer for 10 minutes, tell them how great your mom is. They write this unbelievable story, get a picture or two from you. It's framed. Looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, like the Washington Post. When my mom read the quote from my sister about she wouldn't be the woman she is today if it weren't for my mom, my mom is sort of bawling. I can almost guarantee your mom will cry. And then my mom has it hanging up right by the front door, which I think is a little bit weird, but whatever. Myfrontpagestory.com. Myfrontpagestory.com. Greatest Mother's Day gift ever. And if you order one right now, forward me the email receipt, ross@rostucker.com. I'll send you like a signed Redskin card or a signed picture or something.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome, man.
Ross, always love talking to you.
Enjoy the rest of the draft, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys always get the best stories out of me.
We do, man.
Well, it's a great draft day story.
Everybody's like, "Who do you think the Commanders will take in the fourth round?" You guys know how to do radio. Thank you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Ross.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate that, man.
It's all Ross right, Tucker, NFL insider for Odyssey Sports. Follow him on X at Ross Tucker NFL. Coming up next, what should the Commanders do next? They have 5 picks in the top 100 left. What do you want them to do next? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.